I'm horny, you're horny. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Years later, when I had the honor of working with Julia on Closer, in which we would both be saying a million dirty words, I wanted to give Julia the perfect gift on the first day of work.
Natalie Portman.
So being the classic lady I am, I brought Julia a necklace that said simply, elegantly,
C word.
For those of you watching on TV at home, very private part of the female anatomy. This was the ideal gift because Julia is so clearly the opposite.
Is somebody give me a C?
And as a wrap gift, I was incredibly honored when Julia gave me a beautiful necklace with the words, little c***.
The Don and Mike Show.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Somebody give me a C.
It's Obama time!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You're rough and funny, aren't you?
Happy f***ing Hanukkah, the Don and Mike Show.
Right. All right. Yeah, baby. All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Yeah, I had a question for Rob.
He's around here. What's up?
When I went up to the cockpit, by any chance, was Peter Graves in there?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Do you watch movies about gladiators?
That's exactly what it's like. Airplane. Going back, what's Airplane? 50 years ago that movie was made?
I know when we were talking about the Patriots game yesterday, we mentioned Jim Nance blowing his cool. Did you at any point see when they had the shot of Robert Kraft next to Leslie Moonves?
No, I did not see that. I know they're doing something together.
From CBS, yes. They're starting an eatery there.
Right.
A CBS cafe in the Patriots Stadium where they're going to whore out every single TV icon that CBS owns, from Lucille Ball to Ed Sullivan to David Letterman, and it's going to be at a corner of
the stadium.
Of the stadium, and it was the two guys yesterday sitting there, and I was blinded from the beautiful. I want to say that I think both those fellows have their original teeth.
Yes.
That I don't think either Leslie Moonves or Bob Kraft has those veneers.
Those piano keys. No, those are real. Those are real choppers.
I thought I was looking at Merrill and Wayne Osmond.
It's
the,
incredible.
The eyes were so piercing, but more importantly, the teeth. Ow! Blinding!
Wonderful example to the youth of America to take care of your teeth so that you can have pearly whites like that even when you when you get up there in years. I think that's fantastic. It's and, of course, did Mr. Kraft have the white collar with the blue shirt?
And a red tie.
And a red tie.
Of course.
Very, very good. And was Mr. Moonves sufficiently tanned?
It looked to me like he had just come out of the tanning box.
Very good. Always nice to hear. That's good. I'm very happy, and I look forward to attending the cafe. Is this the first one that they're going to have? Is this the
Is
the debut?
Here it is.
Oh, goody.
Many of the eyes sports properties will be featured there. The I is what they call CBS.
The I.
NFL logos, NCAA logos, more than 100 HD monitors with various games. Patrons will have interactive monitors at the table that will allow them to dial up a host of CBS programming.
Yay. Wonderful.
From I Love Lucy to CSI to Late Show with David Letterman.
Well, that's good. Let's give that a round of applause. We're
beautiful idea.
We're big supporters. I support that 1,000%.
Can't wait to go.
Yeah, I'm excited to go too. It's going to be a long drive up to Foxborough, Rob. But there are a couple of home games coming up for the Patriots, so that's
Mike.
A good
they
thing.
Have all the two out of the three games are home games. How about you and I drive up there just for lunch?
I think that's fantastic. Don't even have to go to the game. My question is, will it be open on non-game days? Because that really would be worth just going to the stadium.
Sure. All I know is that you and I can finally stop eating at the ESPN zone every day.
Yeah, that ABC property. That Disney, that Buena Vista property.
Here you got a 10% discount.
Hi, right. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello there.
Hey, is it me?
Oh, that's an instant disqualification on the show.
You gone.
You got to know it's you. Hi, Dynamite Show.
Yeah, American Gladiators coming back with all the hot girls. What do you think about that?
Well, when you say hot girls, I mean, that's, I'll watch it.
Sure. I saw Hulk Hogan. I didn't see any hot girls in the ads.
The Gladiator hot girls.
Right. I didn't see the Gladiator hot girls in the ads.
You will.
Coming back next month.
Trust me, I saw the ad. I didn't see the hot girls in the ad, though.
They were hot. Have you seen it, Buzz?
Yeah, I've seen ads and with the hot girls.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I like the you know, a little muscle action on the girls. I don't like the the over muscle bound women, but
no.
I don't mind like some of those competitions.
I always think they were flabby frows.
You know, some of those competitions where they have the weightlifters that are out there. I think it's called Miss Fitness USA, something like that.
Yeah, right. Gross.
And you get the ones that are, you know, that aren't that muscle bound, and they look kind of just like women that are in great shape, and then you see the ones that are like men, and they're scary looking.
Yeah. I want to see women like Liz Crenshaw from Channel 4.
Playing in an American Gladiators.
I want her there wearing that lacrosse helmet with that big, giant, what do you call that thing? It looks like an oar, and it's got a padded end.
Well, it's like a Nerf stick that they use to knock them off, and then they shoot the Nerf cannon, too, but I think they ought to, if it's Liz Crenshaw, they ought to just, the ammunition should be pies. You know,
pies like on sticks?
No, just little fruit pies. You know when they, you know how they have the cannon when the American Gladiators are running back and forth, and you just have Liz running the gauntlet.
Impossible.
And you're shooting fruit pies
because Liz would stop. Yeah. Liz would stop and open her mouth.
She gets extra credit if she can catch one in her mouth.
Sure, when she catches it.
But if it hits her anywhere else on her body, it'll be terrible. It'll be terrible.
We could go head to head, Liz Crenshaw and the black lady from The View.
Oh.
Sherry.
I can't think of her name.
Sherry, yeah.
Sherry.
It's Obama time!
Or the white lady from The View, known as Joy Behar.
Or any of the ladies from The View, actually.
Oh, that black lady, she's well-spoken.
You
like
sound
her.
Like my mom.
Hello.
80 years old.
She is so polite.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, good afternoon.
I'll say it, you won't. She knows her place. On that show. Hello, Don and Mike show. Isn't that right, Whoopi?
I'm horny, you're horny. Come on, let's go do it.
Let's go.
Nobody says horny better than Whoopi.
Do
horny.
It, baby. Hello, what's happening? Don and Mike show.
Hey, good afternoon. You're talking about Jim Nance a minute ago. Now, I watched that game. How many orgasms do you think he had talking about Tom Brady?
Listen, there is no doubt that Jim Nance has a gigantic man crush on Tom Brady that if Frank Caliendo wanted to riff on it,
mm-hmm.
he could riff on that as much as he riffs on Madden with Brett Favre. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Really, there's nothing, because to hear Nance wax poetic.
He loves Tom Brady, and he gets angry at anybody that doesn't show Tom Brady the love.
Well,
and the secondary of the Pittsburgh Steelers was not showing Tom Brady the love.
Well, the end of that rave out where he yells at that stupid player was, and that's what you get. For screwing with Tom Brady.
And he made you the fool today.
That's right. Tom Brady.
He made you the fool today, guys.
And he's going to make me his bitch later.
I'll tell you something.
There he is.
There are athletes and there are athletes. And I have to tell you that there's more going on here than just an athlete on a field. He's an Adonis. He's a fantasy warrior stalking his prey. He's a lovely, tight-cheeked man that I find inspiring to look at. I'm Jim Nance, and I'm talking, of course, about Tom Brady, not just a quarterback, but seemingly a Greek god.
A field general on the field and in the bedroom, Phil.
A man among men. All women want to be with him. All men want to be like him.
Are you Jim Nance?
Yes, I'm Jim Nance, and I'm looking at a chiseled, sculpted athlete, seemingly made out of pure granite, to be placed on the gridiron and into my bedroom.
Friends, on a day like today, to be a flake of snow lucky enough to fall in the cleft of the chin of the incredible Tom Brady makes my Nan Slack stand up and say, "Hello, Mr. Kraft."
Why, as soon as I saw Tom Brady throw that empty Gatorade cup down to the field, I was ready to sprint down the 40-yard line and grab myself that cup and put it in the Nance collection, along with my Elvis cup.
After I lick it before. Lick it, of course. After I lick it, of course.
Look at that. Not a drop of sweat on Tom Brady. I know it's cold out, but still, These athletes are exerting themselves, but exertion is a different level for Tom Brady.
Here's another thing he really does say about him. One of the most dapper dressed men in the NFL. Wow. You know, he's out there wearing his football uniform.
Uh-huh. Looks good in it, though.
As his hair grew, so grew his talent. Eyes that I wish I could submerge myself in. A strong, firm jaw. Full, rich, kiss-me lips. I'm talking, of course, about Tom Brady.
Right arm that can grasp a football just as tough and just as hard as he could grasp my right buttock.
Some athletes are born to lead. Others are born to love. In this case, Tom Brady is born to do both. And he can love and lead me anytime he wants to.
I'm bending over to be the long snapper on the pooch punt of love with number 12 from Michigan, a sixth-round pick. He doesn't forget it, as I don't forget those bangs slipping down over his eyes, those piercing blue eyes.
Christmas is the time for Christmas cookies. And boy, would I like to grab hold of Tom Brady's cookies. Any chance I get, I'd sell the souls of my children to eat cream cheese out of his ponderous chin dimple.
I would prostitute my daughter for the chance to be there as Tom is getting coiffed.
I'd slice Phil Simms' jugular just to get a lock of Tom Brady's hair.
Hell, I'll say it now, folks. Score Patriots 42, Steelers 27. Jim Nance head over heels in love forever.
With Tom Brady. And after the game, I plan to head down to the Patriots locker room, where I'll say, no need for you to shampoo your own hair, Tom. Let Jim Nance help out. And I'll take just a dab of Prel in my right palm and work that shampoo into his scalp vigorously so as to make sure that his lovely brown locks are shiny for his evening out. And perhaps I can wash some of the other regions of his body as well.
Folks, Jim Nance, in high definition, brought to you by Pioneer as I break out the body wash for Tom here in the Patriots shower.
Yes, as the crowd has left Foxborough on a chilly Sunday, I linger in the parking lot waiting for the man among men. I'm talking, of course, about Tom Brady to make the way out to his fancy automobile. And at that particular time, I'll say, I have car trouble. Can you give me a ride to my palatial estate in Connecticut?
Hi, folks. It's Jim Nance.
Are you Jim Nance?
Yes, I am. I'm presenting myself now the way an animal presents himself to you, Tom Brady.
I'm ready for total submission, Tom, as I lean up against the hood of your car, waiting for you in the parking lot.
Phil, as you know, before every game with Tom Brady, I must cover my nipples with Band-Aids because my nipples become as hard as diamond cutters when I look at number 12 throwing his rainbow spirals for the New England Patriots.
I was wondering at the end of the game, you threw such a great game. I was wondering if we could maybe relax in one of the local hotel bars and we could compare each other's nipples. I'd sure like that opportunity. Jim Nance, broadcaster extraordinaire. Tom Brady, quarterback of the stars. And as a matter of fact, you could impregnate any lady in my family. That's how incredibly enthralled I am with you, Tom Brady, from Nance to Brady. Please, take them. My wife, daughters, it doesn't matter.
Please eat my mom's Hello Dollies.
My mom is included in that illustrious list, Tom.
Eat mother's Hello Dollies right in front of me, right here on CBS, America's number one network.
I'd crawl over the cold corpse of Dorothy Jo Nance, a former Miss Charlotte, just to have a chance to cream Brady's pecs with some warm Lubriderm. What a wonderful afternoon it would be.
Bill, to be the Ben Gay in the tube that gets spread in the groin area of Tom Brady, a sixth-round pick, handsome even back then.
If you could make your way down to my hometown of Houston, you and I could spend the afternoon luxuriating in a bathtub full of Texas barbecue, naked as the day we were born.
Tom, I dream about you and I taking the bus to Houston, going to the old folks' home, watching my dad blow spit bubbles, outside. You can toss me passes.
You know something, after I have a tough day of broadcasting the day's biggest sporting events, I like to relax with a bubble bath, and I'm wondering if you feel the same way, Tom Brady. I know you've got lots of aches and pains after being knocked around on the gridiron. Perhaps we could get in my Nance Whirlpool with its massaging jets and enjoy an evening of watching 60 Minutes here on CBS together. I think we could have a fabulous old time.
When I said tossing passes, I didn't mean to the football variety. Oh. I meant, hey, good looking. I'll be back to pick you up later.
Sweet Thomas, I'd brew a pot of anal tea and serve it with 1,000 types of cheese. It would be Brady-licious. I guarantee you that.
There was a man named Brady. Tell me, friends, and I'm not talking about the guy from the show with a thing, and he's gone. It's Jim Nance, friends, talking about how one man can love another man from a broadcast booth.
Hi, this message is for Tom Brady. It's Jim Nance. Wondering if you'd like to come over to my suite at the Four Seasons, and we could spend the evening comparing notes, going over game-filled and sword-fighting until the sun comes up.
Hi, Tom. It's Jim. Thinking about having a sleepover.
I've got my Patriots pajama bottoms on, and I've saved you the tops. You can just wear my pajama top around.
Hey, it's Jim Nance. Got a thing I want to do with it. It's called DOT. It's called Do Our Thing.
You know, I stay at the finest hotels. CBS has been generous enough to put me up at these great hotels. Many of them have bidets, and I'd be happy to show you how they work. I'll give you my own Jim Nance bidet description. I'm sorry, display. Please come to my room. Please. I'd hold a ripened berry between my elbows. Tom Brady eats it and never uses his teeth.
What? What the hell is that, Rob? I don't know. Oh, my God. He is in love with Tom Brady, though.
Clearly. You know, Christmas is the season for cracking walnuts, and I'd love you to crack mine. Please, Tom Brady, come to...
Hold on a second.
Come to Suite 404.
Where is the Jim Nance stuff?
The Nance Suite.
Nance? Oh, today, here we go. Cut number 9.
I'd shave you. Let me shave you.
Jim Nance here. Tom, let me see you the way God brought you into this world. Naked and smooth.
Well, I think he'll walk away with a lot of regret. Because some of his teammates actually thought this was a win-win situation for him. That's what started the whole deal right there.
Guys.
But, you know, talking to some of the Steelers, they actually, in trying to stand up for their teammate, you know, they would say things like, well, what do you want to say? Sure, we're going into a game. We think we're going to win.
I love Tom Brady, okay?
I won't stand by while somebody else challenges him.
I'm not going to say we're going to lose, but as you said to me last night, this was only the 8 trillionth time somebody came out with a guarantee.
You can't do this to Tom Brady.
8 trillionth.
I love him.
That is my boyfriend.
I have sucked his tongue while it's been in my mouth.
I dress him when he goes out in New York City.
It is so old, it is so unoriginal, and it is so stupid, really, to say something like that in this day and age.
Yeah, it is, but what really got you riled up is what?
One of the players said, hey, he's been on ESPN all week.
It's a win-win.
Give me a break. I mean, this self...
It's going to be on this week.
Self-aggrandizing day of the modern day.
Here it comes.
Just because you say something.
Tom Brady.
It gets you on TV a lot. It's not win-win. You've been made a fool today right here by Tom Brady.
Right. There it is.
You've been made a fool by my boyfriend, Tom Brady. Mm-hmm.
Room service has sent up 60 cans of Ready Whip, and I'll make Tom a dairy tuxedo and undress him with a bendy straw. What fun we will have.
That's my boyfriend, mister.
Yes. Oh, he's here. I've got champagne chilling. Come in. Great game today. You showed those Pittsburgh Steelers, Tom.
Did you use my fake name at the front desk? Harry Butt?
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's right. I'm just wearing this robe that happens to have fallen open. Look at me. Look at me.
And he would have that same look as in his publicity picture, right? Yes.
I call this Jim Nance Makes the Elephant Talk.
Are you Jim Nance?
Hello, friend.
like the Big Lebowski.
Hello, friend.
Are you Jim Nance?
Hello, friend.
Take a look at that.
Hello, friend.
I've been waiting for you, Tom.
So nice to see you here. I've been waiting You're showered, so am I. Phil just left. What a pain in the ass he is. I thought he'd never leave.
Speaking of that, I've got plenty of the lube.
Are you Jim Nance?
Hello, friend.
Hello, friends.
Look what I put in the minibar for you. Will you put something in there for me? Thank you. Tom Brady, a great American, a true patriot. Not just the name of the team, but a man that really believes what he says.
Phil, Tom, and I will be making love tonight. Cold Case followed by Without a Trace tonight on CBS America's number one.
Tom Brady, only one thing to say to you from Jim Nance. I've got to say that I only have this emotion when I'm around you, and I'll share it with you right now in the comfort of my own suite. Whenever you're around me, Tom Brady, I'm always wishing that I could get pregnant with your baby. As a man, I wish I could father your child. Truly.
Tom, I'm sending you this copy of the movie by Arnold Schwarzenegger called Junior.
And as a performance for you, Tom, I'm now going to show you from my minibar what I can do with the stick of Toblerone candy. Watch me make it disappear.
Look, also in the minibar, a disposable camera. I've taken the liberty of shooting an entire roll for you, love.
You can have these developed on your own time, and you'll keep a little Nance with you at all times, Tom Brady.
Now, I got you one of these nice Jackie Stewart driving caps that you love wearing, one of these Johnny Depp caps. You're as cute as Johnny Depp. Heck, you're cuter.
Tom, you'll notice what I've done here in my suite as I was waiting for you. I shaved my eyebrows off and painted on the supermodel eyebrows that I know you like. Just for you, Tom. I'll shave anything off you want me to shave off.
Hi, Jim Nance.
Are you Jim Nance?
Hello, friend.
Hello, friend. I was raised to believe that the Bible says gays are bad, but I've got to tell you, Tom, I want to screw your ass on the Bible. I love you, buddy.
Now it's a lovely afternoon of lighting our farts on fire. As I stand here in this robe, just say the word and I'll drop the jelly bean into the shot glass. One at a time. That's what I call self-control. And I won't drop the licorice.
I want to be the one with the towel by my butt when you wipe your hands before you get under there. You make the exchange with the center. It's Jim Nance.
Tom, I'm going to tell you how much I love you. I'm perfectly willing to hurl myself out of this 11-story window just to show you how much I care about you. But I know you won't ask me that. Because I can do all sorts of tricks for you all afternoon long.
All right, Tom, I don't need you. I don't need you. I've got Vern Lundquist.
I'm wearing the CBS blazer now just for you, Tom, and that's all I'm wearing. Yes, I took off my CBS underwear a little earlier this afternoon.
Tom, I want to have you in the brand-new CBS store in Patriot Stadium. Tom, I want to have you on an I Love Lucy countertop.
You know, you're familiar with the song, When a Man Loves a Woman. I've redone the lyrics for you, Tom Brady. When a man loves a man, all for you. And I've painted myself gold, as you can see. Yes, just like the man with the golden gun. Take a look at me, Tom Brady.
You know what I am? I'm your walking, talking Oscar. Because you are handsome enough to win one, my friend.
Consider this your own private ESPY award.
Oscar loves Tom. Let me show you. How much? It's Jim Nance, friends.
How did this happen? Take a look at this. This Marriott ice bucket is full of Vaseline and zucchini.
Hey,
it's almost showtime.
That'll be 15 yards for holding. I think it's time you and I go under the hood, Tom.
Tom, why don't you just make yourself comfortable over in this Marriott easy chair, and I'll show you how I get the penalty known as illegal use of the hands. Fun with Dick and Jane. Wow. Leave your jersey on.
Let me lick that eye black. Oh, Tom. Tom, now. Do that thing with your jock strap. It's Jim Nance. Do that thing where you put the jock strap over my face like they did back in gym class.
Yeah, that's the way we love to do it. Then I'll take it off and make tea with it.
Jim Nance?
Are you Jim Nance?
Hello, friend.
It's time for me to rough the passer. Do you want a 3, 5, or 7-step drop, Tom? Tom, the pocket is collapsing.
Oh, I really do want to rough the passer.
Tom, I am blitzing all of my linebackers right now.
Hi, Tom. Jim Nance again. I know you haven't been taking my calls. All I want you to do is stop over, just a layover if you're headed back to New England. Stop by the Nance household. I've sent all the children and the wife away.
I've got a 3-4 defense for you. It's 3 fingers on my left hand and 4 fingers on my right hand.
Red Rover, let Tom Brady come over.
Milk, milk, lemonade.
Round the corner, fudges made.
Are you Jim Nance?
Hello, friend.
I want you to see what I've done here at the Nance household, Tom. I took all the chocolate Santas and re-sculpted them with my penknife into shapes of Tom Brady. That's right. Shaved off the beard and made your face.
And now I can eat you whenever I want.
You are delicious, made of delicious milk chocolate. I love you, Tom.
I'm Jim Nance. I'm a top.
But for you, I'd be a bottom, too. I'd change positions.
Are you Jim Nance?
Hello, friend.
Oh, boy. Tom Brady, Jim Nance, and an empty Dixie cup.
You know what, Mike? We sure have not called Dick Van Patten on his birthday.
Is it his birthday today?
Well, it was yesterday, so we should break it. We should call him.
And who knows? Maybe he'll have a joke of the day.
Otherwise, I know we'll sit here for the next 20 minutes because he'll keep writing something for us.
Exactly. He'll go on and say silly things like, Rob Spiewak writes, after our coupling, we shall say the Pledge of Allegiance and then spoon until daylight. He's a little too good at this.
Yeah.
And coming up next on the Don and Mike Show, a call to Dick Van Patten on his birthday. How many does he have left?
This is the Don and Mike Show.